There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We've had a plethora of cases lately where companies and their employees have suffered because of poor behaviour by management, leading to hastily made decisions with unfortunate consequences. WeWork, Boeing, Thomas Cook, Uber, several others have hit the headlines for the wrong reasons in the last few weeks and months. And in the studio is a man who's been preaching long time for better corporate governance, as long as he's been a friend of the Business Breakfast, in fact, which is just about forever. Good morning to Dr. Nasser Saeedi, President of Nasser Saeedi & Associates. Morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Lovely to have you back in the studio. WeWork last week is just the latest piece of corporate mismanagement that's reduced shareholder wealth. What's your view, Nasser, on why this keeps happening? You'd have thought that senior managers and company owners would be advised by advisors more now than ever before.
That's true, but I think you've got two aspects. One is there's this hype about technology. Yeah, I mean, all the companies that we're talking about, Uber, WeWork, others that have fallen either pre or post IPO, reflect this big hubris that we have about technology that is going to solve everything. What that has meant is that it has attracted a lot of money into the sector. So you look at venture capital, you look at private equity money, at a time when cash was plentiful and very low interest rates, got attracted into the tech sector. That meant that you could burn a lot of cash. You could burn a lot of cash on vision. Now, the problem, of course, is that vision is very nice, but you always have to look at the bottom line. And people were not looking at the bottom line. What it really requires, particularly pre-IPO, is that you get reporting on a continuous basis. You have to impose internal controls. You have to have good governance. You have to have somebody at the level of the board who holds back the visionary CEO. That's not easy to do because many of these people have personalities which are overpowering at the level of a board. They founded a company. Nobody wants to hold them back. And yet, that is the role of the board. And you need to have strong personalities at the level of the board to hold back that visionary founder and entrepreneur.
We've heard reports over the weekend of, given the sort of the woes in the corporate world in the States over the last few weeks, that investors now should be and will be focusing more on profit, bottom line, rather than these blue sky valuations.
On valuations, yeah. Absolutely. And again, if you look at the valuations, and several parties contributed to those valuations. You've got the investment banks that make a lot of profits by bringing high valuations onto the market. You've got the venture capitalists who put in money at the beginning who also want to earn a high return. And you've got the founders and entrepreneurs who also want to make a lot of money. Call it another name, greed. And you have to hold back greed. What that means is that the accounting profession, the audit committee at the level of the board has to be very careful about these valuations. If you look at the case of WeWork, right, it was earning $1 in revenue for $2 in
expenditure. Yeah.
In expenditure. Well, somebody should be looking at the bottom line. And what's surprising in the case of WeWork is that then one of the two co-CEOs today was previously the CFO of the company. So you ask yourself, is this an improvement in governance to get a person who was CFO, who was therefore responsible for the accounts and reporting of the company, now co-responsible for the company itself?
Who might be the very guy who's avoiding the questions about the finances.
Correct.
I mean, the valuation of WeWork, $47 billion reduced to 20, then 10, and the IPO was scrapped in its entirety. The founder, Adam Neumann, stacked up a host of bad practices, really, to badly harm the company's image. Whose job should it have been advise him? I mean, was it the CFO's job or somebody else? Should people have a sort of governance officer?
Well, there were several issues. If you look at the corporate structure of WeWork, the best description of it is that Byzantine. It's very opaque in terms of structure. But more important, if you look at the people on the board and the people surrounding Adam Neumann, a lot of them were family related. cousins, people related to his wife, etc. There is a bit of nepotism that always happens because the founder says, I can only work with people I can trust, and they give them free rein. What needs to happen is this is where you bring in independent non-executive directors. That is their role. Probably over time, what I've learned is that one of the most important aspects of having a NED is the ability
to say... A NED being a...
A non-executive director is the ability to say no. Do you have a director at the board who is able to say no? That is very important. Do you get regular reporting? Do you question the valuations that are brought in, whether it's by the investment bankers, advisors, or by your own CFO? Those are the sorts of questions that need to be asked, hard questions that need to be asked at the level of the board.
What's the situation here in Dubai and the wider region? We're still reeling from the collapse of Abraj, a once $15 billion investment fund that had so many issues, including corporate governance.
Yes. The Abraj scandal really hurt the private equity industry and the fund industry in general. From all the companies I know and I work for in that space, they're finding a hard time really attracting money and investment. It has hurt the industry. What that means is two things. We need better regulation. We need more transparency. We need more disclosure. And of course, you need to instill corporate governance at all levels. That's the responsibility both of the company itself and its shareholders and stakeholders, as we like to call them, but also the regulators themselves. Everybody has to play a role. The third aspect, and it's critical, and I don't find it in our region, is the role of analysts. We don't have sufficient analysis of companies that are listed, for one, and some of the big ones which are unlisted. They have an important role to play. And yet, we don't have a lot of analyst reports. And people avoid being critical. And yet, it is our own money at stake. If you look at WeWork, there's money from the region that went in, from Saudi, from the UAE into it, along with SoftBank. They were selling the vision of the future. Well, that's all very nice. But the bottom line is cash. Are you earning hard cash returns? Or is this purely blue sky? This is the Internet of Things and everything will be okay. So don't worry, you will make capital gains. That is a lovely story, but technology has become a little bit like religion. You shouldn't ask too many questions. And yet, these are some hard questions because you have to live. So returning to our region, yes, this has hurt us. I think we can pick ourselves up. There are many attractive investment possibilities in the region. We're going through a hard time at the moment. There's a big slowdown across the region economically. But the financial markets really need to play their role. And we've restricted access. So, for example, one of the most attractive investment opportunities are the companies that we have in the free zones. Look at Jabal Ali, look at the DIFC, look at companies all over in these free zones. These are contributing at least 40%, say, of the UAE economy. These companies should be invited to list under particular conditions. Those are interesting. They could attract new capital into the country.
We really appreciate your input. Thank you, Dr. Nasser Saidi, the president of Nasser Saidi and Associates. Lovely to have you back in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.